Okay, chapter 40, the acting work. The thing that I was really concentrating on and my excuse for going to New York in the first place was the acting. I wanted to become a movie star. That was truly my intention. I'm not joking. It was so easy in Singapore where I was the proverbial big fish in a small pond, and when they needed a Western executive type for, say, a commercial or print ad, I almost always seemed to get it, and that's most likely because there was no competition. But not so in New York, and in fact, quite the opposite. I remember one time going to a casting for a commercial, and I was in the waiting room waiting for my turn to go in front of the video camera to do the casting. And the guy that I was sitting next to, another guy there for the casting who was also trying to get this commercial, my competition, if you will, was the best looking guy I've ever seen. He looked like Superman, for Christ's sakes. I mean, I kept turning my head to the right because I couldn't keep my eyes off him. He was so good looking. Plus, he seemed enormous, and I sure wasn't. And in fact, was wearing those same old cowboy boots to make myself taller. As I sat there, I just sort of got smaller and smaller in my little seat until I almost disappeared. I mean, talk about losing one's confidence. Well, welcome to New York. Hey, all kidding aside, once I got into the casting room and in front of the camera, I was very confident and came off well. I wasn't nervous, and I think that showed. I don't remember getting any modeling jobs in New York, but I got a bunch of extra roles in commercials, movies, and soaps, plus the lead in an industrial film, which got me into the Screen Actors Guild, which is the union for actors and a very important step in the process. The requirement to get into SAG was to get a lead role in something that would qualify you, such as a movie or commercial or an industrial film, which is how I qualified, by the way, even though that particular job turned into a nightmare, which I'll fill you in on later. I also got a lead role in an off-Broadway play because the original lead guy, lead in the play, ducked out at the last minute, and so I sort of lucked into it. Let's see, I also worked as an extra in the movies Big with Tom Hanks and Vampire's Kiss with Nicolas Cage. I'm sort of proud that I was a part of those productions because they're historically pretty famous. I mean, to work as an extra in those films was no great shakes, but in respect, I think it's pretty cool that I did. The one thing that stands out after all these years is that when I was working as an extra in the movie Big, I wasn't needed for this particular shot, so I was standing there just behind the cameraman watching as they shot that famous scene where Hanks and that other guy play that huge piano keyboard that was on the floor with their feet. And I remember while they were shooting that scene that the cameraman and the rest of the crew were in stitches, albeit silently, while they were shooting. I swear to God, I was literally about 20 feet from those guys while they were doing their thing on that keyboard. Who could have guessed that that little scene would become so famous? Well, the crew sure loved it during filming, that's for sure. And it was without a doubt the most famous scene in the movie. It was cool to see that little scene when I looked up the movie on YouTube years later, even though I wasn't in it. I also worked occasionally as an extra on some ABC soaps. The one thing that I remember about that job is that when I went to the casting at ABC, it was a woman casting director. And when it was my turn to go into the casting room where I was to be videotaped, I went into the room followed by the woman casting director, and she tapped me on my butt in some sort of a sexual way on our way in. I think she liked me. I didn't mind it, by the way. She could have used me until she was blue in the face for all I cared. The other acting job that stands out is when I worked as an extra on a Michelob beer commercial that featured Eric Clapton playing his song After Midnight. And in fact, that day was one of those once-in-a-lifetime days that is worthy of its own chapter, and so it got one. I also auditioned at the Actor's Studio, where I did a scene from the movie Shampoo with my then-girlfriend Rika, and after about a minute into the scene, a voice rang out that said something to the effect of, "Thank you, next!" And by the way, I got no credit for being in any of those productions because I only worked as an extra, but I did end up getting in the Screen Actors Guild, which is pretty cool. And I did get some pretty good experience in the acting business, which would come in handy later when working in productions in Hong Kong and Thailand. Here's my actor's resume, which was stapled to the back of my Taken by a Perfect Stranger 8x10 glossy, which I would give to the casting director at each casting as was required. It's the best I could do. End of chapter.